Hey guys, this is Kelvin Gastelum. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
We'll try it again. My fault. I blew that one. So yeah, Gastelum already wants to get back in the cage.
Yeah.
You know, and you
two
wonder about that.
In a row.
You know, we've talked about this where, you know, baseball, if you lose on a Monday, you play again on Tuesday.
Right.
You know, on hockey, you know, you play a game on Tuesday, you win or lose, you play again on Thursday.
Sure.
You know, football kind of stinks because it's a week. You know, and as silly as it sounds, back when I was playing pretty competitive softball, the very rare times that we would lose, because we were one of the top teams in the state and the country, it's a long week until you can go out there and, you know, redeem yourself. Well, in fighting, you know, Gastelum just lost Saturday night.
Sure.
It's going to be months. It's not like
a long fight. I mean, it's 15 minutes. I mean, if, you know, like, you're in the locker rooms. You're in, with the NFL guys.
Come on. Don't say it that way.
I mean, but
it sounds a little creepy.
But you're there. I mean, like, you know, Emmitt Smith has gone on record saying that after a game on Sunday, he felt like he got hit by a truck on Monday.
People don't realize it. They don't get it.
How much more damaged is an MMA fight versus, like, a football game? Like, have you talked to these guys that have done both, like Marcus Jones? Like, have they compared the two? Like,
yeah.
Which is,
I mean, you know, we have talked about it. And a fight's a fist fight. You know, so there's a – and again, the fighters are going to say the fighting and the football guys are going to say the football. And I've talked to some football players who said they would never fight. And I've talked to some fighters who said they wouldn't play football. You know, it's a train wreck.
Right.
You know, football, an offense and a defensive line continue to collide and hit each other. But a fist fight is a fist fight. And then take it one step further, a bare knuckle fight. You know?
I mean, but according to the bare knuckle guys,
it's safer.
Who did we talk to last week? Jim Mallers. He said that, you know, in an MMA fight, he was sore from his neck down to his toes, where in a bare knuckle, he's just his face and some flesh wounds and bruised hands.
There is some body. You know, you do take some body shots in bare knuckle, but, a good percentage of it, obviously, is face and head and stuff like that. Tito Ortiz had a press conference today for his upcoming fight.
Okay.
Which I'm a little disappointed because he wanted me to go out there, but I'll be out of the country.
He's fighting a wrestler, right?
Like whatever.
Are you excited about seeing this wrestler fight?
No. I mean, I like how they're building it up. You know, it's a Mexican, well, really, it's two Mexican heritages going at it. But, you know, Tito's taking the American side and go back home. And, I mean, he's doing what he does.
Right.
You know, and I don't have any issues with him or anyone promoting themselves to make money.
Sure.
And Tito's been on the program probably more than any other athlete. And we've talked about this, the fact that it's not a money grab. It's working.
Right.
We're working for a living.
Sure.
You know, nobody, unless you're Bruce Allen or the Microsoft guy or, you know, the Google guy or whatever, you're going to continue to work.
Sure.
Don't hate a guy for continuing to work. You don't want to watch it? Don't pay for it.
Sure.
You don't want to watch it? Don't tune in. You don't want to watch it? Don't steal the stream.
Right.
You know, I'm just saying.
Right.
But how many people that are complaining about it are going to steal the stream and watch it?
Of course they will.
How many people that are complaining about it or whatever will still watch it, whether they pay for it or not?
Speaking about complaining, have you seen the people, you know, critical of the boxing, the Canelo fight, like waiting for the UFC main event to finish before they...
Don't you love it as an MMA fan?
As an MMA fan, yeah, that boxing took a back seat to you.
Absolutely.
But I mean,
it's phenomenal. I think it's awesome. I think it's hilarious. I cannot laugh anymore. You know, and Dana made the comment, you know, and whether you love him or hate him, whatever, he says whatever he feels, whether it's true or not. And he's like, it's a bad idea picking that night to go up against what we're doing.
Right.
So they didn't go up against it.
Yeah, they waited.
They waited. The guys were wrapped and laying waiting.
I'll be honest, it worked because I tuned into the Canelo fight. I mean, I watched after.
Oh, I would have watched it if I could have.
I tuned in after and I fell asleep in the sixth and then I was in the 11th.
But I wouldn't have watched up against that card.
No way. No question.
You know, and it's not even just the Masvidal Diaz.
Right. The whole car was lined up, stacked.
Absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah. Did it give you a reminiscent of like the old UFC days? I mean, they had that buzz around it because of like the belt, the BMF.
Again, and we talked about this last week, the fact that the BMF belt, and yes, we took a picture with it, and as soon as we did it, I knew you were going to say something.
Oh, that's a tool move.
No, it's not a tool move.
That's a tool
move. No, hold on.
Post it up with the...
First of all, you wanted to take a picture of a fake belt.
I took a picture with Khabib's brother.
With fans.
I don't need the real thing. I take a picture with someone that looks like you.
Well, there you go. And that's you, and that's a tool move.
I took a picture with a lady at Kmart because you look like the Statue of Liberty. Oh, so you're just standing outside.
You always can do that on April whatever as well.
But no, what about your boy Diaz taking shots at The Rock? Like, I mean, talking about.
Like, no, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he really did.
He said that Mike Tyson should have been the one putting the belt on because he's the baddest out there on planet Earth. And well, we talked about how, like, because he's from Miami, The Rock and Masvidal are like East Coast guys, and that The Rock could get it too.
Yeah.
Who wins that fight? Nate Diaz or The Rock?
I don't know. You know, normally I'll always take the fighter. But I don't know.
That's The Rock.
It is The Rock.
He's like three times bigger than Nate Diaz.
I was going to ask a question. You know, because he took like three or four questions. I was going to try to get the mic and ask him, has he talked to Warren Sapp lately?
Okay.
You do know he was Warren's backup at Miami.
Okay, sure.
And YouTube, it's one of my favorite YouTubes, when he went into, when The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, went into the stands when there was a brawl.
Oh, really? Yep. He run or tested it?
Yep.
Do you like athletes going into the fans?
Absolutely like, not.
It's like, I mean, there's...
But enough's enough, too.
But if you're going to throw batteries at, like, John Rocker, and, like, you're going to throw...
Well, it's John Rocker. I mean, you know. You got to look at who the person is that you're throwing the batteries at.
Santa Claus and Philly?
Different, depending on... But, whether it's the real Santa Claus or an imposter.
True.
If it's the real Santa Claus, everyone should go in the stands after the person.
Get the bag, get the loot.
No, I'm saying to stick up for Santa Claus. But, you know.
But no, but I mean, if you know, these athletes, the entertainers, they're being bombarded. I mean, in Mexico, we saw the riot after the fight was stopped 15 seconds in, the ER, you know, eye poke. And then the crowds are throwing bottles and things. No,
that's awful. So that's awful, and they should be arrested.
But do you have a problem with the athlete retaliating? Really? I mean, that becomes an assault. Comes a legal like assault and battery and
press charges.
And then you can, yeah. But how are you gonna? Well, that guy's hand through that bottle. Like,
oh, they know.
Videotape.
Yeah.
They can't even get it right in the NFL with like. The Buccaneers, they can't even get like the fumble right with replay. You think they're going
to
find
three
a bottle?
Three times it's happened to the Bucs this year. It happened to the Saints in week two. They said, we're not going to blow a whistle early. And then they've done it twice. And I still, when I talked to Dexter Jackson about it on Monday, I still don't get the kickoff fumble where a Buccaneer came out of the scrum, not only with the ball, but ran it back for an appearing touchdown. And they left the ball, I believe it was the Saints. They gave the ball back to the Saints because they said they couldn't determine who came out with it. Dude ran into the end zone with it.
Right.
What do you mean you couldn't tell? If you can't tell, then it's kill the carrier.
Yeah.
It's rugby its best.
That's it.
Unbelievable. Thoughts on Jason Knight saying that he wants to put his money up.
The
double or nothing.
First money.
Yeah, and again, I'm not sure if it's going to be.
It's like racing for pink slips. It's like kind of like all or nothing.
Yeah,
I like it. It's a new dimension to the fight.
Always make sure that you have the lesser vehicle. So when you win, you know you get it. Well, speaking of Jason Knight and Artem Lobov, next week. I can't believe it's next week already. I'm so excited. I will be out there on Thursday, the press conference. We're taking some of the fighters fishing. You know, I've hooked up with a captain in Biloxi.
That's awesome.
And then I'm going for all you. Well, I better not say all the food because we do have a fighter on the line with us right now. So fighting next week. Let's welcome to the program from BKFC, Helen Peralta. Helen, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. So first and foremost, tell me what attracts you to bare knuckle fighting. I understand that you really like this.
I don't know. There's just something about it. When I'm out there, I feel like I'm home. I had a feeling that that's how I would feel, but I wasn't sure until I had my first experience. And I feel like that sport was made for me. You know, it's not based so much on athleticism. It's based on IQ, my IQ. I mean, that's always been my biggest asset.
So what is so different in the bare knuckle aspect? Obviously, there's less things, and we've talked to a lot of the fighters. You don't have to worry about all the other MMA things that can happen. But what is so different that you like this so much more than any of the other combat sports?
Well, it really shows who really wants to fight and who doesn't. Because I'll tell you what, I am tough, and I love to fight, but I was not ready for the first 30 seconds of my first bare knuckle fight. I felt like a star fell from the sky and landed on my face. And at that moment, I realized, I'm like, all right, this is real. This is a real fight. Now I see MMA and boxing. I see it as a match. It's not a fight. This is a real fight. And then once you're in there, of course, the technique matters. But I'm always going to be the more technical fighter. because I have something that cannot be taught, and it's exactly what you need when you're in there. You really have to dig deep, and you really have to like being in there. If you're just in there for other reasons, maybe because you need the money, maybe because you thought it was going to be cool, maybe because you wanted the experience, you're not going to come out of there. You're not going to come out of there in one piece. It's just not going to happen.
Well, I think you just summed up the difference between me and you, because I don't know if there's enough money in the world for me to go in there and get into a fist fight. I got to be honest with you. How has your training now changed after you had your first bare knuckle fight? Now your next one is coming up next week. Now that you know what to expect, how has it changed?
Everything is being a lot more focused on defense, footwork, head movement, which is all part of defense, and be more precise with my striking, you know. I'm not going to get the cave women out of the picture because she always saves my ass when everything gets complicated, you know. When I'm in there, right, things get difficult. There's a part of me that come in, and she doesn't know any technique, but she hits so hard.
You know, I like what you've said about the fight, because that's what I'm trying to promote, of what bare knuckle fighting is. You know, a lot of people, just like early MMA days, you know, they said things that they didn't understand. A lot of people now think bare knuckle is just two athletes getting in there throwing punches and whoever survives. And I'm trying to explain to them that there is strategy. You have to throw punches, you have to pull punches. And that's basically what you're saying, that there's a lot of strategy in bare knuckle fighting.
Oh, yeah. You can't just go in there. I mean, being tough, you have to be tough. If you're just technical and you're not tough, you're going to lose, because once you get punched, you're going to find out you don't really want to be in there. If you are tough but you're not technical, you're going to get smashed, because you're going to keep coming forward, you're going to keep getting hurt, and if you don't give up, then you're going to have a very, very bad few weeks after that. But other than that, yes, you do have to be technical, a lot more technical than you would with gloves. When I'm boxing with gloves, even against pro, I take breaks and I relax and I tell jokes in the middle of sparring. I wouldn't do that in a bare knuckle fight.
Right. What are your thoughts on the toe-the-line aspect? Because I'm a big fan of that. You know, in an MMA fight, in a boxing match, you know, it's 5, 10, 12 seconds before the first punch is thrown. In bare knuckle, literally a punch is thrown as soon as ding, ding.
Oh, I really like that, because it tells you what, you know, it tells a lot about your opponent's personality, what they do. For me, when I was fighting, I looked down the line. I wanted to see if she would come forward and step back. And it tells you a little bit. It doesn't mean anything good or bad. Sometimes I step back because I want to see what happens, or I step forward because I'm sure what my argument is going to be. You know, it's like having an argument with your body without words.
Right. So tell me what you can tell us about your opponent.
Man, I don't know much about her. You know, I looked her up. And only two fights came up, one from 2014, so it's useless, and one from 2018, which she lost by submission. And it, to me, it looks like she's a striker. You know, she probably hasn't had a lot of success in MMA, because girls don't like to get hit hard. She hits hard. And, you know, she always has to deal with the fact that the other girls are trying to take her down. So you can't really, her striking doesn't really shine in MMA because of that. You have to be worried about the kicks. You have to be worried about the takedowns and the clinch and stuff like that. She seems like a tough girl. As I said, she hits really hard, but I never saw her take a hard punch. You know, like, you got to be able to hit hard, but hitting hard, anybody can do that. Can you take a punch? Because I hit really, really, really hard. And not only that, I can take it 10 times full.
And that's kind of what I was going to ask next. And when you're in the middle of a fight, and obviously any kind of punch hurts, but I mean, is it the adrenaline and you don't feel it? Do you feel it, but the adrenaline keeps you going along with your heart and your stamina and all that? Or kind of walk us through that.
Well, in MMA and boxing, I do not feel them. Actually, if I don't get hit, I don't start moving and I don't start attacking. In bare knuckle, I did feel it. So it's a sharp pain. It's more superficial damage than it would with gloves. With gloves, you can hit a lot harder. You can have brain damage. And bare knuckle is more superficial. So you have some swelling, but it does hurt, no matter how much adrenaline. The first round, I felt that right away. By the end of the second round, I was already kind of like in the zone. If you're able to get in the zone, you won't feel that much, you know, much regard for pain later. And it depends on what your goal is. When I'm in there, remember, I got hurt within the first 30 seconds. And then I asked myself, I'm like, what are you going to do? Do you want to give up now, you know, and leave? Or do you want to beat the shit out of this girl? And I chose the latter, the Ledison, and I decided that I'm just going to go in there and finish the fight. You know, it's all an attitude thing. Like, of course, it does hurt, but you have to decide. I mean, pain is temporary. Victory, you know, glory, that's forever. That's something nobody can take that from you.
Now, with what you just said, is that just how you know yourself, or did you really, in the back of your mind, have that conversation, you know, 4 seconds?
Oh, I had that conversation in the middle
That's
of the
awesome.
Fight. I mean, before the fight, I remember saying in a few interviews that I just wanted, I didn't care if I won or lost. Actually, I thought I was probably going to get, I was probably going to lose because my opponent was so good. You know, it was a really hard first fight for me. So, but all I wanted to know is what happens when I get knocked down. To me, it's not about beating people up. It's not about what people see, the grossest level of fighting. To me, it's an spiritual experience. I want to see what happens when I put myself in a situation where nobody else can help me. It's all about what I can do. I do have two friends, but they are outside of the ring. They're just watching and giving me advice, you know, like everybody else, your countermen. But this is an experience for you, for yourself. What can you do? And I wanted to know what happened if I get knocked down. And I thought I would get back up and rise to the occasion, but I wasn't sure because I've never been in that position. But then it happened. Round two came along, and she knocked me down. And in that moment, I'm like, this is the moment I've been training for. I don't care about winning the fight. It's about what I do right now that I'm on the floor. And that's get back up and put it on her.
I kind of feel like I just had a conversation with Rocky Balboa. Right? You know, all the things that he says, that's exactly what you just said. And I'm pumped for next Saturday. How are you going to handle what we're 10 days away? I mean, do you want to keep thinking about the fight next Saturday? Do you want to block it out and not really think about it until you get to Biloxi? How are you going to handle the next couple of days?
Oh, I think about the fight all the time. I think about, I get knocked out with the first punch she throws. I knock her out with the first punch I throw. The fight goes to decision, it's a war. The fight goes to decision, it's a one-sided beat down. I love every aspect of it. I love thinking about it. I love thinking about strategy. I love thinking about my training and how I'm going to pass on the knowledge that I'm gaining in the meantime. Because for me, martial arts is my life. I'm going to compete for another 5 years in several sports, and I'm going to go into sport management. So all of this, I embrace every single aspect of it, the weight cut, how I do my own meal preps. I do my own nutrition. I'm my own nutritionist for this. And, you know, my training, my body, injury-wise, you know, how am I recovering, like, you know, recovery time between training sections, all of this. I love thinking about everything, and I take notes. I have a journal that I keep for every week. Every week I do a summary of how I felt after sparring, post-sparring, and things that work and things that didn't work. So, no, I don't want to black it out. I want to enjoy this ride.
Just enjoy it. Okay, awesome. Well, wow. I can't wait until next week. I'm going to come up and talk to you, maybe pick your brain for a couple things. And I'm excited to see you next week, and I'm excited for the fight. I want to thank you for your time. We're going to put you on hold real quick so we can get your mailing address, and we can send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong for giving us a couple minutes today.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you, you as well, and we will see you next week. And
wow,
that's interesting.
Wow,
right?
Leveling up. I mean, can you? I mean, that's what's great about these sports, these combat sports. They're evolving continually and mentally, like, you know, keeping journals and logging.
And it's cool to see different aspects. You know, we've been doing this show for so long, and different people react different ways. And some people don't want to think about it. Some people do want. But
sure.
I should have done journals from the time I started this program.
Yeah, you could have carved them in stone.
Oh, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. Probably true, but that is funny. I've been telling you that most of your things are stupid. That was pretty funny.
But the thing about back in the day, these guys were like UPS drivers and had construction right. jobs, and they would go and fight and you know,
deliver pizza.
Right. They had real jobs, and then they would go and fight. So now it's become where there's enough money and it's lucrative lifestyle that they can eat, sleep, and train. So now this is like the evolution of all that.
But let's be honest. Even if it's not making the money that they need to make, they need to devote their entire life to this.
For sure.
To make this their entire life.
Of course.
You know, the days of going to train in the morning and then going to UPS and working at UPS all day long like I used to do.
Sure.
And then go back training and such after is interesting. Now, we didn't say anything publicly about who we think the next bobblehead is.
We did
right?
not.
Okay. I know we both have guesses.
Yes.
And you are amazing.
I was correct.
You were correct.
Does that pain you to say that?
It does. It absolutely does. Now, you said more than one name. So, You know, you don't really know which one it is.
Correct.
But of the names you said, which really narrows it down, when he said a champion, sure. You know, there's only like 10.
Right.
So, you know, when you said seven names, of course you're going to get one right. But it was not a name that I said, so I do give you credit. All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, we hope to have Kevin Lee on for a few minutes. And my head hurts just reliving that head kick. And that head kick will live on forever and ever. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone, coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete.
Does she walk? Does she talk? Does she come complete? My homeroom angel always pulled me from my seat. She was pure like snowflakes, no one could ever stain. The memory of my angel could never cause pain.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? This is Justin the Highlight Gaethje, and you're about to get KO'd by Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Jurassic World Live Tour. 65 million years in the making. Jurassic World dinosaurs come to life in an epic adventure. The feeling is real. Experience it live. Jurassic World Live Tour. Tickets on sale now, coming to Amalie Arena, January 3rd through 5th. Get your tickets today at JurassicWorldLiveTour.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Shake, rattle, and roll at the Ryan Neese Foundation's 11th annual Power of Giving holiday party on Thursday, December 5th at the Pepin Hospitality Center. Enjoy delicious food, open bar, casino games, celebrity guests, a live band, silent auction, and most of all, fun. Tickets are on sale now at www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Thank you to our presenting sponsor, the DiBartolo Family Foundation. We'll see you on December 5th at the Power of Giving holiday party. Visit ryanneesefoundation.com to buy tickets now.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
How you doing? This is Gilbert El Nino Melendez, Strike Force Lightweight Champ, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Freeze frame!
Then we are back.
You know who this is?
Freeze from?
Freeze Frame. You know exactly Freeze Frame?
I have no idea.
Who? The Jay Giles Band.
Oh, I would never got that. I would have got it like in a Jeopardy question. Like, who is? I have no idea, Alex.
You would not have gotten that. What band would you like to see? If you could go see any band, and we'll do it two parts. A band that is together.
Okay.
And a band that's either not or passed away or well, we'll do three.
Okay.
A band that's together.
Okay.
A band that's broken up.
Okay.
And a band kind of like Journey or Queen or NXS or something that's still around, but it has different band with no members.
I think for me, like Guns N' Roses, you know, that was my era. I mean, growing up as a teenager, a kid, that was like the band. And I never saw them, you know, in concert. So I would say Guns N' Roses for sure. Going old school. I don't know. Maybe like the Beatles. Just because, like, the history and, like, the iconic, you know, Beatles sound and what their legacy is. And then, of course, Elvis. I mean, got to see Elvis.
Well, you can't do the Beatles and Elvis.
Why?
Because it's the same thing.
Same era?
No, it's not the same era.
Same music.
See, you had some momentum. You had a good thing about the Chisel and the Rock, and then you've ruined it by not paying attention to what my question was.
Okay.
Band that's together.
All right.
A band that's broken up,
okay,
and a band that's dead, or they've lost a member, or, you know, so like going to see Queen now is not going to see Queen Journey. Yeah. So the Beatles and Elvis would be in the same category because the Beatles are not the Beatles because there's dead members,
right?
And Elvis is having a peanut butter and banana sandwich.
That's true. Would you go to a buffet with Elvis? Would you eat with?
Oh, he wouldn't be able to keep up with him.
That's true. You would dominate him.
One of my favorite things, and I've told this story before, was I was in Nashville. We were backstage at a CMT, I think it was, the CMT Awards. And I was in the back with some of the country stars. And if you know the NFL, I believe his name was Albert Haynesworth.
Oh, that's a big boy.
I believe he weighed just under 700 pounds.
That's a monster.
He went to Washington, came to Tampa Bay for a year, I believe. And we were in the back, and they were making spaghetti with whatever you wanted in it, you know, shrimp and this and that. I out-ate him.
Did you?
And he knew that I out-ate him, too. And I know he wanted more, and I'm like, dude, you can't compete with me.
Wow.
My stomach may explode, but you can't compete with me.
Wow. Unbelievable.
So, and thanks for asking me back.
Yeah, no, you're like, you've seen everything.
I haven't seen everything, but
is there anything you haven't seen?
But yeah, I never saw the Bee Gees, and I regret that.
Okay.
I really would have liked to have seen the Bee Gees.
All right.
But how do you not see Queen with Freddie Mercury? I mean, I just saw Queen, and it was so close. But I would love to have seen. I think I would rather see Freddie Mercury than Elvis. I think.
Wow.
I think.
Wow.
And I was a big Elvis guy. I was a big Elvis guy. But, you know, and I just got to a bucket list by going to see Kiss. And getting to meet Tommy Thayer, you know, was cool. So what's funny is I always said I was a Kiss fan, even though I don't think I really was.
Okay.
If that makes sense. You know, there's a couple songs I like.
Right.
You know, you hear those certain songs and you bang your head and all that kind of stuff. Okay. And then the more I thought about it, I'm like, I can't name many songs that Kiss sings. And then I went to the concert in Philadelphia the day before the UFC, and I'm like, this is awesome.
Okay.
It was totally awesome.
Like, do you think those reality shows they did, like, did that make you a bigger fan of the artist and the band, or did it like lessen or cheapen it where you got to see?
It's a good call.
Like Ozzy, you know, like unable
Hogan
to talk.
Knows, like Hogan knows best.
Sure. I mean, like, right. And then, you know, you see Gene Simmons. I mean, you see the mastermind and the businessman that he is, like owns trademarks on everything, and it's all about the
bag
empire.
Of money, the dollar sign he has.
I mean, he's like, I never knew that side of him, that he was that kind of a calculated businessman. But do you think those reality shows help or hurt?
It could do either.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it changed my thought on Gene Simmons because I always thought I liked him.
Okay.
And then when you saw the TV show, if you can look past, which was obviously okay, you know, by his girlfriend, and it doesn't pertain to me, you know, how he lives his life, if whoever he's living his life is okay with that. But I always thought I liked him. I did have the opportunity. Ironically, everything comes back full circle.
Sure.
Met Gene Simmons at the St. Pete Grand Prix.
Oh, okay.
You know, I was there with Chris Hovan, and we got to meet him and talk to him and get some pictures. And I do like him. I like his story. You know, I like that he came over here with virtually nothing. You know, I thought it was kind of cool that when he went to Amsterdam, his reaction at the Anne Frank House was different than mine.
Sure.
Of course, if you know me, I don't have much of a reaction.
Right.
You know, but, you know, he broke down and he was. Now, again, he's from, you know, over there.
Sure.
You know, where I'm not. So, but yeah, I mean, you can watch some of this and see just. And it's reality. So don't believe a lot of the things that you see.
Right. Sure. Scripted and right. Like have storylines. And is there any band member that you've never seen in a reality show that you would like to see? Like how they really live their true life? Like, where they call home or what they do on a daily basis. So anybody's behind the scene that you would like to know?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty, you know, truthfully. But again, if it's a reality TV show, it's reality and it's not real.
Right.
I know that doesn't make sense, but it's not. It's scripted. And
sure.
You know cameras are there. And right, so you're acting different. I mean, let's be real honest.
Right.
Would you want a camera following you around 24/7?
Absolutely not.
Exactly. As much as you would say yes, we have joked at my house that we should be on TV.
Okay.
Our household, there is no question. And with the newest additions to our house or to our family, there is no question. But all you have to do is make one mistake.
One.
Say one thing, see one thing, do one thing, and your life could be ruined.
Yeah.
You know, and it could be over.
Sure.
And we've all done it. So I don't know if I'd want to do it. But yeah, I would love to see almost anybody, you know, anybody that you like. You know, one of my favorite shows that I watched faithfully was Wahlburgers.
All right. Sure. Oh, yeah.
I like Donnie. I like Mark.
Yeah.
I've watched, and you know, I don't watch movies. If Mark Wahlberg's in a movie, I like to watch it.
Sure.
So I found that interesting. Just the dynamic of some of the things they did,
right?
Which I could relate to my family and my brothers and competitions. And one, and I think I mentioned to you before, the chef guy, whatever his name was, and his son flew out to L.A. to hang out with Mark and his son.
Okay.
They're playing football in the backyard.
Right.
Yet they never change sides. Mark's like, no, we'll take this side, you take that side. So Mark was always going downhill,
okay.
And the brother was always going uphill. Until he finally realized, hey, I'm being shafted.
Okay.
But again, it's reality. Don't you think he knew that?
Well, I mean, you're the land of like Tom Brady where they're always going to slant the field to win. Right? I mean, I'm going to play with deflated balls.
Wouldn't you want to see the true behind the scene Tom Brady?
Yeah, sure.
You know, how he interacts and reacts.
Well, I think that's the thing that's, you know, with social media and technology is like we actually have access to these people's lives. We get to see what's going on in real life, you know, like. So, I mean, I think it's because before it was more mysterious, right? I mean, you only saw at performances or all live on a TV, you know. So yeah, I think it's cool.
Yeah. So who do I want to see? Almost anybody. You know, and the beauty of that also is, let's be honest, let's just say you happen to flip channels.
Right.
All right. And there's a reality show about, I don't know.
Naked Pizza Man.
I would never watch it. Steve Linné, who I've known since high school, and he's now come out and to the couple bare knuckles, was at some show in Orlando.
Yeah, the Ace of Kings or something.
I don't even know who that is.
I saw he had some backstage meet the band. So, I almost went.
If you see something as you're flipping channels and I've never heard of it, and then you see it and it's intriguing, maybe he becomes a new fan.
Sure.
You know, I mean. So. All right, let's do this. I just got a text from one of the two athletes. And they're both very busy.
Yeah, of course.
One might be a little more busier than the other.
Okay.
And that's the one we're going to get on when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network. Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Jurassic World Live Tour. 65 million years in the making. Jurassic World dinosaurs come to life in an epic adventure. The feeling is real. Experience it live. Jurassic World Live Tour. Tickets on sale now, coming to Amalie Arena, January 3rd through 5th. Get your tickets today at JurassicWorldLiveTour.com.
Wouldn't it be sweet to have an endless supply of Culver's fresh frozen custard? Do what we do. Pour fresh dairy into your temperature-controlled custard machine. Trust me, once you have one, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it. Adjust flow to produce creamy ribbons of frozen custard. And lastly, do the spoon test to ensure smooth texture. Yum.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole frozen custard made throughout the day thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
Shake, rattle, and roll at the Ryan Neese Foundation's 11th Annual Power of Giving Holiday Party on Thursday, December 5th at the Pepin Hospitality Center. Enjoy delicious food, open bar, casino games, celebrity guests, a live band, silent auction, and most of all, fun. Tickets are on sale now at www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Thank you to our presenting sponsor, the DiBartolo Family Foundation. We'll see you on December 5th at the Power of Giving Holiday Party. Visit ryanneesefoundation.com to buy tickets now.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show, Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
Little Panama for you right there. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone, hanging out at Tour de Pizza, as we do each and every Wednesday afternoon. A lot of good stuff to get to. Let's get right to the phone lines, because we forgot, or at least I did. You're not even thinking. But King Mo doesn't fight on Saturday, so it really isn't a Wednesday for him. This is a Thursday. This is probably the most important day getting ready for the fight.
Sure.
So we do appreciate King Mo, better known as Muhammad Lawal, on the phone with us right now. King Mo, how are you?
Man, I'm good. Man, how about y'all?
Not too bad. All right, let's get right into it. We spoke quite a few months ago, and I don't remember if you said the R word, but you kind of implied this was it and you didn't think you were going to do anymore. So why are we having another fight? Well, we're not. I'm not getting it anywhere. Why are you having another fight?
Well, I want to go out with the win. You know, I'm feeling good. I lost some weight. I just really took some time off, and I haven't been under two. I haven't been over 200 since. Like when I fought my last fight in Japan, I weighed in about 203. Now it's like eating. After the fight, I just took some time off, just coached, relaxed, swam a little bit, hit the bag a few times, and I started noticing I started losing weight, and I started moving better. I noticed that I had a minor hip replacement. I noticed that like after I swam, I wouldn't get swelling in my hip anymore. So it showed that my body took the minor replacement. So I just noticed that I have a lot less inflammation. I feel like I have more energy. I was like, you know what? Let me get this. While I'm feeling good right now, while I'm still somewhat young, let me get this W so I can just bounce and I have no regrets.
With that said, I know the win is important. And I don't even want to use the word love. Is the like for the sport? I mean, do you still want to get in there and fight, or is it just so you can get the W and get it while you're still young, and you can then move on after that?
You know what? It's different now because the last few, like, you know, I was always fighting bigger people. And while I was fighting my last few fights, I was, like, dealing with injuries. You know, I wasn't hurt. I was injured.
Right.
And I just try to fight, and I find myself trying to win instead of trying to kill. Because, you know, when you're hurt and you're fighting guys that are bigger and skilled and they're dangerous, like, you have to many risks if you want to. And now I just feel different. I feel quicker. I feel stronger. Not necessarily stronger, but I feel quicker, leaner, and just like a more, I feel fresh. That's the thing. I haven't felt this fresh since my first two fights.
And now is the fresh feeling just from taking the time off of not competing, just coaching? Kind of get away from it?
Nah, because I was always around it. I just think that me not doing all this extra stuff, because on top of sparring my guys, they're bigger while I was small. I got a fast acting thyroid. It's hyperactive, so I'm losing weight anyway. And then I'm injured. You know, it's just too much, man. So instead of really putting myself through all that damage, I just took time off. I'm going to be real with you. After fights, I usually take like 1 week off, maybe two, and I'm back at it, strength training, back at it, you know. But as I got older, I noticed it, like, it's pointless doing that. My main thing is get to the fight feeling fresh. I know how to fight, so I got spar crazy. Strength training, I just did push-ups and pull-ups for this and swam. And I feel great. I feel strong. Not like I normally do, but I feel like I'm strong enough. So I'm happy. I'm satisfied. I'm enjoying life. I feel good.
So what's the line? Was it smarter, not harder? So you know, train smarter, not harder. And it sounds that's what you've done. Why was it so important for you, if this is going to be the last fight, to do it in Bellator with Scott Coker?
Man, because Scott Coker, he gave me the opportunity to fight in the United States in front of my home. I live here in the States. I was in Japan before that. He gave me M1 did, but it was like it wasn't the same. But Coker put me on Showtime and CBS and gave me the opportunity to actually, you know, showcase my talents and my skills and just my personality and whatnot to the masses. And you know, I just feel at peace doing it with him.
And I understand what you're saying. It you know, big MMA fans, big wrestling fans obviously knew who you were, but until you did come over here and fight and perform in the country, a lot of the novices, a lot of the younger fans that sort of, you know, slowly got on board, they got to find out about you, who you are and what you do.
Yeah. And it's crazy now because a lot of them older, a lot of them younger fans are fighting on the same card as me. Dan Phoenix was like, Mo, I grew up watching you fight. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, I've been fighting for 11 years now, I think. Yeah, and the thing is, like, you forget how long that is. But as you get older, that's nothing. But it feels like it's, like, a long time, but it's really nothing.
Right. No, for sure. So you're in Oklahoma. What are you doing to pass the couple days? It's one of the few states I've never been in. So what can you do to pass the time to get ready for Friday? Or to get your mind off of Friday?
Don't come to Oklahoma. Unless it's summertime. Or you're here for a basketball game or a football game. Don't come here and gamble. But for the most part, I'm just in my room. I got people from Dallas that came up. I got people from Chicago coming to see me. You know, I got I got people coming in to watch the fight. And they're coming around. They keep me busy. This, you know, I don't need much to be stimulated. I can watch TV. I'm always relaxed. I'm ready to go. This is nothing new to me. Competition is what I've been doing since I was 16. So this is just another one.
So Friday night back in the Bellator cage. What's next after that? What's the future for King Mo? And is it still King Mo? Because last time you said King Mo was only, you know, the fight name.
No, King Mo's also a performer name, like, you know, pro wrestling too. So, you know, that's the next step, quite possibly. You know, looking to do some pro wrestling. Had some offers here and there. You know, I'm building them. And you know what? Once I choose this offer and I get signed to whoever I'm going to deal with, we need to start doing some talks. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm going to try to bring you on and have you do interviews with a lot of these wrestlers.
That's going to be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
That would definitely be cool. Let me ask you this, and I know it's going to sound kind of stupid, but you know, I've heard from people that wrestling can be, and I don't want to say it is always, but it is more physical than an actual fight. Is that true?
Yeah, it is. It can Explain. Be, depending on your style.
Right.
With my style, I'm hopeful. Like me, I'm looking at the Randy. Like, you see Randy Orton? Randy Orton's not a high flyer. Right. He does hold. He's a few, like, you know, he has a few moves that, you know, that a risk, but not much of a risk. But you look at guys like Rey Mysterio or the Lucha Brothers or the Young Bucks, those guys are high flyers, so they tend to get more injuries. I'm not trying to high fly nothing.
So, yeah, you and I can hang out then if you're not going to do any of that stuff. Who determines that? Who determines finishing moves? And is it something that you come in with, or is it something that is developed with the organization you're with, or walk us through that?
Well, you kind of develop everything on your own. Your gimmick, your personality, your character, your gimmick, your move, your skill set, it's all developed on your own. Except you decide what you want to do as a finisher. And if it's good, like, think about this. The people's elbow was a move that's over. People loved it. And all he did was he hit you with the rock bottom, he kicked your arms to your side, right. Ran rope to rope and stopped, looked the crowd and dropped the elbow on you and pinned you.
Right.
That was the move. Like, it wasn't a backflip, no cartwheels, no gainers, nothing high flying, but that was his finisher. How could a move that lame be that good? Think about
you're
it.
Right.
Less is more.
Yeah, no, you're
it's
right.
Like Hulk Hogan's big boot to the level leg drop. Like, okay.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Matt's mentor, Hulk Hogan. I mean, it's the same thing. He runs up, he stops, and he falls down. It is the same thing. Which, if you had your druthers, and you're saying that you do, babyface or heel, which would you rather do, and which would be more fun?
Oh, man. I like them both, the heel. Oh, man, being the heel. Oh, man. But at the same time now, here's the problem with being heels. Sometimes them heels are so light, they become faces. The Rock, right. Stone Cold, Chris Jericho, it happens. Like, you know, like the anti-heroes blur the lines.
The Shield. The Shield did the same thing.
The Shield,
they were the heel, and then, you know, look what when they came in. So you're right. So you want to be a heel, but not a great heel, so that people like you.
And see, here's the thing: like the WWE should keep the Shield. The Shield could have been something. I think that was like the Shield. They're amazing.
No, I agree.
Now they split up, but now you see John Moxley. John Moxley's the man. I love AEW. Like, you know, the way pro wrestling's moving right now, it's moving great. I love it.
I liked Moxley's story. I know he went on Chris Jericho's podcast and told a lot of things, and I liked the story of the things that he said. And we were talking about reality shows and backstories and that kind of stuff. And that's what I learned about John, you know, from Jericho. And people don't know a lot of those things. They only see what they see on TV. They don't know the story and what you're doing and what you go through. And, you know, the training, people forget. You guys still have to train as wrestlers just because it's, do we say the scripted word? It is whatever. You still have to train. You still have to, you know, do all that stuff. And I don't think people realize that.
Well, I wouldn't say scripted. I'd say predetermined.
Okay. Predetermined.
You know what I'm saying? Literally, there's some guys that are so good. They're vets. They can wrestle. They can grab a guy from Japan and be like, all right, do a match. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there's some guys that are so good, like Kota Ibushi. He wrestled a blow-up doll, and he made that blow-up doll look amazing. If you have a chance, look up Kota Ibushi versus blow-up doll. The most entertaining one of the most entertaining matches. You'll see the crowd get involved, the crowd's into it. Kota Ibushi versus blow-up doll. It's amazing.
We will do that at the top of the hour. So which I know we only have about a minute or two left, and I certainly do appreciate the time with it being a Thursday, you know, for a fight week. Which, when it's all said and done, do you think you're going to have enjoyed more, the fight career or what's about to happen? And I know you've wrestled before, but if this takes off the way that we both hope it's going to, which, when it's all said and done, do you think is going to be more enjoyable for you?
Oh, man, that's good. I don't know because, you know, the competitor in me always wants to compete, but then the entertainer in me wants to entertain. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes like, it's hard to entertain than fighting all the time because you want to get the W. So I don't know. Maybe pro wrestling. It might be pro wrestling. I can be more creative without damaging myself or getting knocked out. So maybe pro wrestling.
Pro wrestling, if you're a heel that's not totally loved, so you don't become a baby face and you can continue to be a heel.
Yep.
Right?
There you go.
All right. As always, Muhammad, I appreciate your time. Best of luck. Have fun on Friday night. Get the W so you can walk away and be happy. And then we can take off on this wrestling career. That's going to be awesome.
The king is back.
Yep.
All right, we're going to put you on. Let's put you on hold so we can get your address and send you some more 8-Man Strong. I know we need to send more to you, so let's take care of that.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll talk to you on Friday.
All right, bro. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care. King Mo. I love that guy.
Wow.
I really do.
He's the best guy. Not a good trip advisor for Oklahoma. Maybe you are. Not the best person to take travel advice from.
The new president of Oklahoma Tourism.
Gonna give it, what a dude, what a guy.
Unbelievably cool, down to earth. And I know I've told the story before, and I always wait to say it again until he's off the air. The second I met him, it's like we've known each other forever. And then there's that wrestling bond, and we went to WrestleMania the Saturday before.
Sure.
WrestleMania was Sunday, whatever. The Saturday thing, and I've never seen, you know, a lot of times when you go do something, and, you know, I do some stupid things, and I act immature from time to time, and you don't want anybody to see it.
Right? Of course.
So as I'm walking around as a very old, mature adult, and I'm walking around with a pretty big name, and he's acting like me as we're meeting and hanging out with. Now, he already knows a lot of those wrestlers.
Of course.
So, you know, he walks up to one, and, you know, he knows whoever.
Right, sure.
Dustin Rhodes. And I'm like, oh, that's Dustin Rhodes. That's Cody Rhodes. And he is a huge wrestling fan. We went to one of the King of the Rings or one of those, and just a great guy to be around. And, yeah, we're talking about doing some really cool stuff.
Super great guy.
And hopefully, whether I'm involved or not, I hope his wrestling career does take off.
Yeah. So, you know, look, we're a combat sports show.
We're an entertainment show.
Nationwide, right? Like, you know, this is a coast-to-coast kind of thing. And you know, in fight weeks, and we talk about the controversies and the fight and the beef and the war between the competitors. And unfortunately, one of our brothers is missing, his daughter.
Literally my brother.
Anaya Haley Blanchard, 19, has been reported missing since the 24th. So if you have any information, please contact the authorities.
In Alabama, you can tweet Walt. You can tweet us, and we can get the information to Walt. And
Walt Harris.
I want to thank Dana and everybody that's put money up. I think it's over $100,000+.
Yeah, John Jones put money up. So
it's awesome stuff. All right, we'll see everybody next week. More BKFC next week. Hit me up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
Brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. This is Knockout Radio.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.